From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Throughout the coronavirus pandemic, there are workers described as being on the front lines of the crisis. They include doctors and nurses, first responders and firefighters, mail carriers, grocery store clerks, delivery people, and so many more. And if you're one of them, you can log on to Facebook tonight and watch a ballet created with you in mind. It's the world premiere of a piece titled A Dance for Heroes, commissioned by Miami City Ballet, with choreography by 24-year-old Durante Verzola, who had to do the whole thing remotely. Our interview with him is part of a new WLRN series called Intermission, where we look at how South Florida's arts community is trying to stay connected during social distancing. Durante, under ordinary circumstances, you would have gathered the dancers together in a studio, showed them the movements, and rehearsed all together. Now, you're sheltering in place in your Kansas City home right now. The dancers are in Miami. How were you able to put this all together?
So what we did is, through video rehearsals through Zoom, I tried my best to demonstrate the movements and the intention and musicality and dynamics of what I was wanting from the dancers. And so after we spent a few days creating the piece through these online rehearsals from their living rooms and my bathroom where I was holding my rehearsals, then we took each of the dancers into the Miami City Ballet Studios so that we could give a beautiful backdrop for the dance and create kind of a dance film to present this work. Of course, you kind of have that mirrored image that you get through the video conferencing. So there were some funny moments with me and the dancers because we would realize that, you're actually on the opposite leg than I'm on right now. So then we would have to flip the whole thing.
In this ballet, what movements do you use to suggest what it's like to be an essential worker during a public health crisis?
I really wanted to be inspired by all of the qualities that make those working on the front lines so special. And to me, those are qualities of generosity, of risk-taking, since they are going into work each day and taking that risk and making that sacrifice. So I wanted the dancers to move as big as they possibly could to really demonstrate generosity. And I wanted them to take risks in their dancing. And I wanted them to give as much of themselves into the movement to really represent all of these qualities that we see in our essential workers.
Now, the music is a piece by Belgian composer Wim Mertens titled Often a Bird. Who chose that music and why?
I chose the music because I felt a very uplifting rhythm that carried through the whole entire thing. Of course, these are very unsettling and difficult times for many people, and so I did want music that was uplifting and had joy in it and had positivity radiating through it.
We've been speaking with choreographer Durante Verzola. Miami City Ballet will present the world premiere of his piece titled A Dance for Heroes on the company's Facebook page tonight at 8 p.m. It's a tribute to America's essential workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. This interview is part of WLRN's new series called Intermission, a look at how South Florida's arts community is using social media to connect with their audiences during social distancing. If you're an artist or arts organization finding new ways to do this, we would love to hear from you. So please send an email to talktous@wlrnnews.org with the word intermission in the subject line. Or you can call 305-376-3777. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.